Take a year off to read. Schools and teachers, universities, colleges and professors, and even politicians all had an amazing opportunity to enable the current generations with real education. They will keep saying that they are working on it and that they love students. But then they will get confused and put politics first, creating that hollow feeling again. You know what? They have run out of time. This is a big century for humankind. And we started out on the wrong foot already. We doubled the total of fossil fuel emissions in the last 25 years. When Al Gore was working on his book, he was writing in a world that had half the atmospheric emissions we do. You see, we are the leaders now. The intellectuals, the poets, the artists. The people who failed to stop that doubling have retired or passed away. And if we were to ask them why they didn't act, they could only say, "How was I supposed to know?" There is no blame, no accountability here. The change is so slow that the men who are destroying the world are gone. The next 80 years is really important. We can't afford to test if perhaps fake education will work out for us if we cram hard enough. It may be time to temporarily push away from the promise of a diploma and a job and catch up with what has been going on in the world. Reading and listening to audiobooks is important. Taking responsibility for our own education is very important. You get to pick your own audiobooks, your own lecture videos, watch documentaries about climate and nature, maybe politics. Keep a journal. Do a book and film review for every audiobook and documentary you like. And get out there. Go camping and adventuring. Maybe even section hike the Appalachian Trail, or the Pacific Crest Trail, or El Camino de Santiago and Comemine with your friends and parents. Let the sunrise tell you when it is time to study. Let the sunset help you to sleep. A lot that was lost in translation during standardized education can be pretty quickly regained with top nonfiction, as long as you make room for it. So let us consider taking a year off when we feel ready for books, maybe before college or before we transfer to a university. Your journal and corresponding hiking videos or book reviews will provide plenty of evidence that it was not a year that was merely lost. It seems that our elder selves will not hold falling in love with books against us. To the contrary, this may be one of those things that they wish for.